Vívela a cada momento, porque somos parte de tu vida. Desde Toronto, Ontario, Canadá, esta es CHHA, Radio Voces Latinas, 1610 AM en tu dial. La voz de nuestra comunidad.
Nuestra memoria histórica en Canadá. Su programa Guatemala para Todos realizará un homenaje especial a Eduardo Roberto Miranda Titín, quien fue un inmigrante como usted acá en Canadá. Escúchelo el próximo martes 22 de marzo de 2 a 4 de la tarde en el segmento del recorrido latinoamericano de su CHHA 1610 AM Radio Voces Latinas.
CHHA 1610 AM Radio Voces Latinas presenta...
Muy buenas tardes, amable radioaudiencia de su CHHA Radio Voces Latinas en el 1610 de amplitud modulada. Acá está con ustedes saludándole Vilma Cáceres, agradeciendo los espacios de la República Dominicana, Puerto Rico y Panamá, que juntamente con el segmento de Guatemala en el periodo del recorrido latinoamericano, se unifican en esta tarde para hacer un tributo, un reconocimiento, un homenaje a Eduardo Roberto Miranda Calderón, conocido también como Tito o Titín, quien cuando escribía sus memorias en dos angustiantes años de enfermedad del cáncer, decía: no se le zafa el patín. Eduardo Roberto Miranda, un guatemalteco ejemplar, un guatemalteco de quien... usted que escucha esta su emisora en la tarde de hoy, martes 22 de marzo, se preguntará, pero ¿quién era Roberto? Y eso era algo también que yo me preguntaba. En esta tarde estaremos teniendo la oportunidad, usted y yo, de escuchar diferentes testimonios de personas que le conocieron para saber quién era Roberto. Porque Roberto, al igual que usted, era también un inmigrante. Sabemos que nuestra radio cubre los 20 países de Hispanoamérica, que nuestra radio cuenta con un gran porcentaje de programación en español, pero en esta tarde también habrán personas que, así como nosotros, llegamos y no sabemos hablar inglés. También hay personas que aún no hablan el español, pero que sin embargo interactúan con personas como usted, como yo, como cualquier otra persona de otras tantas comunidades que compartimos, que convivimos en un país tan grande como lo es Canadá. En esta tarde estaremos haciendo nuestro primer enlace con alguien que desde Ottawa nos va a estar compartiendo algo muy importante de quién fue Roberto. ¿En qué participaba Roberto? Roberto, un hombre del occidente de Guatemala que marcó huella y que continuará marcando huella aún cuando ya no está entre nosotros. Tenemos entonces la oportunidad en estos momentos de establecer nuestro primer contacto con Matthew, el manager de la radioestación de CKCU desde Ottawa. Muy buenas tardes, Matthew. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It is a real pleasure to have you on the air for CHHA here in Toronto, 1610 AM, Radio Voces Latinas. If you could please just
give us a little introduction of who you are for our audience to be aware of who we have with us in this special program, a tribute to Roberto Miranda and this opportunity from Toronto.
Sure. Well, thank you very much for including me. I'm the station manager at CKCU 93.1 FM in Ottawa, where Roberto Miranda produced his program with Sonia Gomez called Punto de Encuentro. And I was lucky enough to work with Roberto for the 14 years that I've been here at CKCU, and we're certainly thrilled to see his recognition extending beyond just the Ottawa area.
Thank you, Matthew. Voy a hacer una breve traducción. La persona que tenemos ahorita en línea, el señor Matthew, es el manager de la radio CKCU de la Universidad de Ottawa, en la estación 93.1 de FM. Él conoció a Roberto por 14 años y Roberto, juntamente con Sonia Gómez, conducía un programa radial también llamado Punto de Encuentro. Matthew, I was just wondering, which impressions do you have for the first time when you just met Roberto? Because usually when we encounter people, no matter their background, we sometimes can be warm and open to shake hands with someone else. Other times we just briefly say our name. So which memories can you share with us this afternoon for when you just met Roberto and how that was changing over time, or if you can remember, because it was obviously 14 years ago, as you said, that you met
Roberto. Sure, I do remember the first time I met him, and I don't remember many people for that long over the first time. And you know that with the tributes we've done here at CKC, we found that many people remember the first time meeting Roberto, and I think that the reason for that was he was such a warm, outgoing, friendly person, and warm in many ways, warm in personality and physically warm. He would give you a handshake like he did the first time I met him and introduced himself, and you know, he just sent a sense of warmth all over you. You knew that you were in the presence of a special person, a kind, outgoing person, and almost right away when I first met him at CKC, he was telling me his story of growing up in Guatemala, of the troubles there, of his brother's death, and of escaping to Canada. And yet at the same time, he was, from the first time I met him to the last time I saw him, he never seemed down. He was a person that was had a very upbeat look at things. You know, you think of people, you know, we complain about having a bad day with the weather or feeling sick or being mistreated at work, and yet none of those things compared to the experiences Roberto had gone through. He wasn't an angry person. He wasn't a sad person. He was full of hope and interested in what I was doing and what was going on with my family, and that never changed from the first time I met him here at a CKCU meeting to the last time. It was a really special person, and the station and myself miss him a great deal.
I'm just going to share a little bit in Spanish of what you said with our audience. Lo que nos está compartiendo el señor Matthew es la forma tan calurosa, tan física, en cuanto al calor humano que Roberto transmitía desde el primer momento en que usted le conocía. Él se ponía también a contar de las historias de Guatemala, los problemas, de cómo su hermano fue asesinado, de cómo él tuvo que escapar a Canadá con su familia. No recuerda haberlo visto enojado, tampoco triste, más bien todo el tiempo lleno de esperanza. Incluso durante ese tiempo, durante estos 2 años que estuvo luchando con su enfermedad del cáncer, todo el tiempo muy interesado en saber cómo estaba la familia de otras personas, también como la del señor Matthew. What about his work in the radio? Punto de encuentro. What was punto de encuentro all about with Roberto sharing the program with Sandra?
This is a terrific program and an extension of the greater work he was doing in the community to share stories of growing up in Central and South America, to look at issues that were going on there as well as in the local Ottawa community, and the show would extend into other areas of social justice and social change. But it was presented in a thoughtful, kind look at things that, you know, could really rile somebody, but presented in a beautiful way with music, usually social activist music that would be there, and there was a kind, gentle tone to his voice, as there is to Sonia's voice. And even if you don't speak Spanish like myself, I think there was so much to enjoy in listening to that show. He always had guests on, and you could tell from listening what a good listener he was, what a great presenter he was as a radio host, that the show wasn't about him, that he was very interested in what his guests were doing, and taking an active role in the community, whether it was musicians that may have been on the show, or possibly local activists or students. So many different kinds of people came through that program. You felt very much like you were connected to the community by listening to Punto de Encuentro. And in the last few weeks, we've heard from several people who don't speak Spanish but just enjoyed listening to that program just from the tone of their voices. And I can only imagine how good the show would be, you know, if you could actually follow it, as most of our listeners would have, in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. La programación que Roberto conducía invitaba realmente a las personas a identificarse con la programación de acuerdo a los invitados que él llevaba. Personas activistas, muy interesados siempre en proyectar ese conocimiento de la persona que estaba como invitada en vez de una opinión personal. Junto con Sandra, también ellos compartían la música que identificaba a estos programas y obviamente personas que no hablaban incluso español también podían sentirse identificadas a escuchar y a tratar de entender el contenido de estos programas, que tenían que ver en muchas oportunidades con importantes aspectos de la vida en nuestros pueblos. I had the chance to listen to the 2 hours of tribute that was done to Roberto through your radio station in Ottawa over the internet, and it's true. I actually enjoy very much the feedback of people sharing that specific point, that although you don't speak the language, you somehow feel connected and you want to really follow through to see what you can understand because you know the person or you know how well the work it's been done. At a personal level, yes, please go ahead.
I certainly agree with you that you know, a place like our station here is, you know, founded on those ideals of social justice, of giving access to the airwaves to those you wouldn't normally hear, to being active in the community and tying the university and the community together. And although we strive towards those ideals, we rarely meet them. But I think when you met Roberto in person or when you listen to the show, you realize that those ideals can be met, that they're not impossible to achieve, and that we actually had someone here who did exactly what we were hoping to do, that was creating something very special, and you know, all of us knew how hard work that was to do a show like that on a consistent basis, and how much we appreciated what he did. And it was quite wonderful to have someone at CK Sue, who was doing everything that you could ever hope for in a quality radio program.
And I find that it's very rewarding, especially for someone from the same country as Roberto, like me and many of our radio listeners, to know that it is such a reward for someone who had left the country on exile because of persecution, because of the injustice, and to actually being able to plant the roots of his own community in a radio station like yours, and to be able to project himself at the level that he did, and knowing that there were so many radio listeners from your station that actually felt that connection and the empowering through his word, I think it's something that tremendously will be missed.
Oh, I couldn't agree more with that. You know, doing radio itself is can be a fairly lonely thing. You're in a room, there's no people around. On many of our shows, it's just you and you're talking, and you're imagining people you're talking to. You know people are there, but you can't see them and you don't normally hear back from them. Now, in this case, of course, Roberto and Sonia did the show together, so they were able to feed off of each other. But even on their own, when one of them would be away, it sounded exactly the same. There was still that terrific connection, and you know, we're very proud of the work that Roberto did. The station this year celebrated our 35th anniversary, and although Roberto was not here all of that time, you know, I personally think that in the 14 years that I've been running the radio station, it's one of the best shows I've ever heard, not only here but anywhere. And a lot of that had to do with the work of Sonia Gomez and Roberto in the community, and how much work they put into that program. It was a show that we always brought up at our meetings as a standard that people should strive towards achieving. And we're so proud that they did, and I hope Sonia will be able to continue the program in the way that we've presented it in the past. It's a terrific challenge to be able to carry on without an important person like Roberto there, but we're going to try to provide all the support we can so that we can continue with that connection with the community.
I think it's very important. El realmente saber que había una persona como Roberto que podía cautivar la radioaudiencia y realmente hacer sentir a esta persona, Matthew, con esa satisfacción de saber que el trabajo estaba muy bien realizado. Obviously, Roberto was a volunteer at our radio station too, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Like many of us here in this radio station try our best to, and it's, as you said, so rewarding to know that someone is doing an amazing job, because when somebody has the passion to do it and love what they do and know that the radio, it's an impressive tool to be able to project the needs of others, the reality of society, I think it's very important to do it and to do it well.
I think absolutely. And with Roberto, we had someone who did everything you could ever ask for. He did it with it. He did it without any ego. He did it without bias. It was open, kind, loving radio, exactly like you know, if you were to draw up a prototype of exactly what you want, that's what happened on our station with him.
Right. And I don't know, Matthew, if there is any other memory of Roberto, something that you would like to share with our radio audience here. We are very lucky to be on the website as well at www.sanlorenzo.ca. Nos pueden escuchar todos a través de www.sanlorenzo.ca through Rogers Cable, channel 951, and here in Toronto and the surroundings through CHHA, 1610 AM. Is there something else that you would like to share with us this afternoon?
Well, sure. I just want to reiterate to say thank you for giving him this attention. It's nothing that he would have wanted. He was a shy, reserved person in many ways who I think was extremely humble, but very deserving of being recognized and remembered for the great things that he did. And that's just his radio work. I know that he was very active in the greater community in all kinds of ways of taking part in social justice and change here in Ottawa and internationally as well. It's hard to come to grips with the fact that he's gone. He seemed so full of life even when he was very sick. It was just such a pleasure to be able to know him and work with him. Whether it was in a stressful time like the funding drive that we do here that many of the community stations do, or just in a good time at a meeting to prepare for the summer. At all points, he never seemed down. He had such enthusiasm and a love of life. It was a real example to all of us, to not wallow in sorrow, to lead forward and be the best that you can be. He'll be greatly missed, and we hope we can do our best to follow in his tradition.
Thank you so much, Matthew.
Well, thanks again for including me. Thank you for the show. I look forward to bringing up the internet feed now and listening into the rest of the show.
Muchas gracias. Thank you so very much. It was a real honor for us to have you here as a manager of CKCU 19.3.1 FM from Ottawa. Thank you again, and we are looking forward as well to keep Roberto's memory alive, because obviously he's a person that cannot be forgotten for everything he's done. Muchas gracias, Matthew.
Thanks again.
Este entonces fue un enlace especial con el manager de la radioestación, donde Roberto participó también por más de 14 años, haciendo un programa radial conocido como Punto de Encuentro junto a Sandra Gómez. Un programa que le dio la oportunidad de proyectar muchas cosas, muchos detalles, no solamente de Guatemala, sino que de tantas otras partes de Latinoamérica y el mundo. Conexiones especiales con gente como usted, que también carga consigo muchas cosas importantes. Y es así que tengo ahora acá en mi mano también una pequeña nota escrita en uno de los periódicos de Ottawa, y dice así: hasta siempre, Roberto. Café Justicia, Ottawa founder, passed away February 17. Eduardo Roberto Miranda Calderón, teacher, union activist and founder of Café Justicia Ottawa Education in Action, died today after a long battle with cancer. He will be deeply and sorely missed. Dedicated father and husband, inspiring leader and activist, comrade, revolutionary, hasta siempre, compañero. Eduardo Roberto Miranda Calderón era un maestro, un activista sindicalista y fundador de Café Justicia en Ottawa, fundador también de Educación en Acción, quien murió el 17 de febrero de este año, luego de su batalla contra el cáncer. Pero, como escuchábamos de Matthew, él, aun así, con esa batalla, no parecía estar terminando con su vida. Quería extenderla lo más que pudiera, porque la vida para él lo era todo. Tengo acá en mis manos también otro artículo que fue publicado en el periódico, de la casa funeraria, a donde pueden las personas también escribir sus memorias, y dice así: Eduardo Roberto Miranda Calderón, nacido el 21 de enero del año 1955, in Guatemala, and died peacefully at home in Ottawa on February 17, 2011, surrounded by family and friends. Roberto vino a Canadá en 1993.
un refugiado político por la persecución en Guatemala. Su hermano Willy había sido también asesinado por la dictadura guatemalteca. El amor profundo de Roberto lo hizo mantener su sufrimiento y estar en una gran comunión con su familia y con la vida social. Fue un líder sindicalista en Guatemala y dedicado miembro de Public Service Alliance of Canada. Fue nacido un maestro, empezando con los niños en Guatemala y terminando acá en Canadá también, como un maestro de español para las oficinas de gobierno de Health Canada. Cada persona que conoció a Roberto aprendió español a través de su entusiasmo infeccioso, contagiante. Juntos, con muchos de sus estudiantes, con su sindicato y con muchos de sus amigos, él fundó Educación en Acción, una organización que trabaja para el Comité de Campesinos del Altiplano de Guatemala, para construir casas para las personas que no tienen una vivienda adecuada. El amor de Roberto hacia la vida y la abundante generosidad de espíritu tocaba a cada persona que conocía, cuando él estaba jugando fútbol, cuando estaba de compras o en un garage sale, organizando eventos para promover la venta de Café Justicia o riéndose con amigos y con su amada esposa Yolanda y sus hijos Daniel y Florecita. Él estará siendo extrañado muy grandemente por todos sus amigos y familiares. Así es, continuaremos entonces con este tributo especial a Roberto Miranda y haciendo un nuevo enlace con Pierre LeBlanc, también desde Ottawa, quien se estará dirigiendo a nosotros en español. Continuamos entonces acá con su CHHA, Radio Voces Latinas, 1610 AM.
CHHA, 1610 AM. 1610 AM.
CHHA.
Y de nuevo con nosotros y para nosotros, Café Justicia, el único café con aroma chapín cultivado en el área volcánica de Sololá y que planta una semilla de esperanza en el desarrollo de varias comunidades en Guatemala. Busque Café Justicia en San Lorenzo, 22 Wenderley Drive, un semáforo al sur de Lawrence sobre Dufferin, o llame al 416-782-2953 y disfrute su Café Justicia.